Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 3,264. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Chad Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Come on,
Montgomery!
And you hide the Men's Room. Our chat today is a random question. Your guess is as good as my categories, nightmares, and the best foods for watching sports, because that matters right now. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV time with Tim.
The clap. They're going to draw.
All right, here we go. Georgia police are looking for a woman who threw a bottle of feces through a drive-thru window at a Taco Bell. Meanwhile, a Virginia convenience store employee will always have the robbed by men with watermelons on their head story to tell. Florida man argues with wife before throwing chicken breasts at the back of her head. Florida woman tries to kiss every man in the bar, hoping the virus would spread. And Detroit priest uses a squirt pistol to give communion in a drive-by. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, no one ever said that being a parent is easy. There's all kinds of responsibilities that come with it, like, I don't know, remembering to handcuff your 12-year-old son to his bed so he can't escape and report you to the police for abuse. Well, that's exactly what happened in Missouri, and now those parents are going to find it even harder to parent because they're in jail. And there's other parental responsibilities, like teaching your kid to drive. Now, there's one very important rule when teaching anyone to drive, doesn't matter their age. Don't stand directly in front of or directly behind the vehicle that they're attempting to drive. Because, again, they don't know how to drive. Well, father in Florida, he learned that lesson the hard way. He's giving his teenage daughter a lesson on how to park the car. So he stood in front of the truck because he's teaching her how to back into the parking space. Well, guess what? She drove forward and ended up mowing down the dad who was standing right in front of her. And we could say that she feels pretty bad. He ended up dying as a result of his injuries. Now, listen, these are just some of the stories that we've seen. And these are stories that leave us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your answer, we will share the news story that inspired said question.
Before the big show on the random question, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold it, Jones, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,264. What a large and in charge program we've got for you today, as once again, we will do our random question thing. Also, your guess is as good as mine, coming up with the categories being nightmares and the best foods for watching sports, because why not? We all miss some sports, so why not make that a category and see if we can put you in a...
Food is still really good, though.
Yeah, a positive.
Yeah,
an air fryer.
But
especially.
It feels different. A lot of air fryer foods on the list.
Oh, man. That's why I picked my air fryer weekend.
That's why I picked the category, because I figured it's an air fryer category. If you look at all things considered on that
list. Yes.
It's all about that air fryer. But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here's the latest as far as what we've got. A little bit of news here today locally. We'll start nationally. Right now, we have 90,312 people who have passed from coronavirus in the United States. That from Johns Hopkins University. There have been at least 1,500,000 cases in the United States. And as of today, 14,000 new cases across the country. However, over the weekend, a little bit of a dramatic turn. Now, if you were to look at the data on Friday, there were 28 states that showed general declines.
Yes, I
did see coronavirus. Today it was 18. So 10 of those states have gone the other direction. Now, here at home, Governor Jay Inslee says he will no longer require businesses to keep a daily log of customer information, but is encouraging customers to voluntarily provide it. Yesterday, one new death among 145 new cases reported overall in Washington state. That brings our total to over 1,000 to 1,001 among 18,433 overall cases. Let's see. Some more information today. A new health directive from the public health in King County goes into effect and strongly urges anyone who goes out in public to wear a face covering or a mask aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. This directive should be used to educate, encourage, and persuade individuals to wear face coverings. According to Dr. Jeffrey Duncan with the agency, in a briefing, he says it does not create grounds for residents or law enforcement to stop, detain, issue a citation, arrest, intimidate, or harass any individual who doesn't comply with it. Now, while it can't and won't be enforced, businesses can choose to turn people away. Mm-hmm. If they are not wearing a face mask.
Sure, I wore a face mask. I won't say where I went, but I wore my face mask today because I was going to pick up food. Mm-hmm. And I made the comment, I'm here to rob you, right? This was the response I got. Good, because it means my ass gets out of here and gets to go home. That's exactly what I was told.
Directive also applies to anyone riding King County Metro buses at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Face coverings are now required for all visitors and passengers, and that started as of today. For any reason, you needed to get out of town. And here's another thing. I mean, I don't know how your grill's looking, but non-urgent dental care is expected to resume today in Washington State. And if you're one of those people who go to the dentist once or twice a year, you know, I got an email from my dentist today. It's like, look, we're not going to look the same. Just so you know, here were some of the rules, okay? Well, as far as I can't go in and sit in the waiting room, all right? So basically what I do is I go to my dentist office, and you're either supposed to sit in your car or sit outside, and then they will call you and let you know when to come in, and then you go straight into the area where you go.
Before they put their hand directly in your mouth.
And they caution that you won't recognize anyone because they look like space aliens, but yes, in fact, yeah. They have opened back up, so you can get your teeth clean. And finally, Ted, I pulled this up for you. Sounders FC given clearance to practice after receiving approval from government officials and public health authorities in Washington State. Sounders FC players are confirmed to begin voluntary individual workouts at Starfire Sports. Sounders FC players now have the opportunity to conduct voluntary individual workouts in the club's outdoor training facilities. All individual player workouts are closed
to the general public. So there you go on that as we continue and encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. There you go. All right, on to our random question. Question 844-999-HOLA.
Look, I'm a Sounders fan myself, season tickets, all that. Soccer apparently everywhere is trying to fire back up. So I got an email from my kids' soccer league, and I read this to Miles, and I appreciate just the sheer honesty. It says, hey, summer coming up, there's been a lot of questions about the kids getting back together for games and practices, and there have been many questions about what we're going to do to implement safety restrictions to protect the players, the coaches, and family. We don't know. That's how the thing opened.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. Mm-hmm.
I saw the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah. In your pub league?
Well, right.
Probably.
So they didn't send out like a thing to pub league, but right.
It's a fairly standard. Right. But it's just like, we don't know.
Helps to have a pub first, and then the league can follow.
Just do all that, you'll be all right.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Matt. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random,
hello.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm bored. I miss my job. I miss my hooligans in my kitchen.
All
doing good.
How many less drugs have you done, or how much less alcohol have you consumed? If you work in the kitchen, how much less have you consumed of any of that?
Oh, my God. My consumption has gone up. Okay. I drink, just a little bit, a couple of beers a night. Pretty regularly, but I've gone from 2 to 3 grams of wax in a week to now smoking 7 to 8 grams of wax in a week.
All right, wax on, wax off.
I don't have anything to do. Yeah.
It is very odd about kitchens because it's one of the most stressful, hot, horrible jobs, but usually some of the coolest people you're going to work with, okay. Right?
Yeah, well, let's go with this random question then, right up your alley. What have you done lately because you're bored? Other than smoke more wax, is there anything that you've gotten into? Like, you cleaned out a closet for no reason, or just like, I should just take care of this?
I've been handyman. I joked for a long time. My girlfriend makes like 3 times as much money as I do. She's a computer engineer. And I've always said, babe, I want to be your stay-at-home husband. I'll quit my job, and I'll make 3 square meals a day, and I'll build you a mansion. I'm regretting those words because I have been doing all the cooking and just keeping myself busy with projects. I didn't know I was a plumber until last week.
Are you doing okay with that? Because look, I think like a lot of people, and Miles and I were kind of reading a thing earlier about the number of DIY projects has skyrocketed. Obviously, because people are at home, but I still know my strengths and weaknesses.
Sure.
Like, I'm
and
not
dealing with
be
water
better.
And electricity are two that I think could cause the worst damage possible if you do not know what you're doing.
And I don't.
Right.
My mother was a carpenter, and before I could work legally, I worked for free for her. So I've got a little bit of carpentry background.
What was your plumbing? What was your plumbing thing you were working on?
So we just moved into this condo, and do you know what a P-trap is underneath the sink?
Yeah.
So there was 4 P-traps underneath our bathroom sink. It took like 5 minutes to drain the sink after just washing your hands.
Huh.
So I ripped out all those dumb P-traps and just put one. I don't know who or why or what, but it was just laughable.
Okay. Huh, interesting. All right. Well, that's more time. Well, I will say this in the way that WebMD has kind of spurred people on Google to become their own doctor.
Which is always a great idea.
Make their own diagnosis on things. As far as the world of do-it-yourself, there are a number of helpful videos out there, and if you watch 2 or 3 of them
before you
start a project, you're in much better shape than you were before you went in. My daughter's spending all her time either working right now or she's on TikTok. As she let me know last night that she now hit 40,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which was a big deal because she increased it by 30,000 followers in 1 week. So that's where she's spending her time.
TikToking.
Outside Apparently, of doing the work.
I found out just yesterday I was involved in a TikTok video that was made of me and a dog, mm-hmm. and I had no idea.
So the reason we asked, what have you done lately because you're bored? Here's another piece of evidence that people are way too bored right now. Apparently, there's a new trend from TikTok that is going around where people are milking cucumbers. I know what you're thinking. Here's what that means.
They have nipples.
You cut the, and I know you don't care about this, Steve, because it's a vegetable.
No, this excites me. Milking a cucumber.
You cut the end off of a cucumber, all right? And then you start rubbing the cucumber in a circular motion against the area of the cucumber you just cut it from. Okay? So you take the top.
Okay, all right.
As you do it, white stuff starts to come out of the edges of the cucumber.
Much like milking my own cucumber.
Then you brush off that stuff and eat the cucumber, and believe it or not, it supposedly tastes better. Why? Apparently that white stuff is an organic compound called cucurbitacin.
Sure.
Either way, it causes a bitterness you sometimes get in a cucumber slice. So by milking your cucumber, it'll taste fresher and less bitter.
How is that not a euphemism?
Milking
if someone
cucumber?
Said, hey, man, you've ever milked a cucumber, I'd be like, well, it's none of your business, but sure.
Are there people on there milking their cucumber, Ted?
They are.
All right, good. It sounds like fun.
Well, you guys random, like cucumbers, random, right?
Yeah, I love cucumbers.
Yeah.
All right,
I
milk the cucumber.
Do me a favor, milk the cucumber. Random, let me know. That makes a difference. Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Manuel, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, let's go here. Okay, Manuel, are you in a relationship right now?
Yep, married 11 years.
11 years? Did you, did
no,
you
can't say it with a question.
Did you date a lot before you got married, settle down?
Say no.
We dated for 2 and then we married for 9.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your past life, do you have any exes that you still actually like?
My exes? No, that's why they're exes.
Okay,
all right. So there's none that you still maintain somewhat of a civil relationship with? Maybe just a hi real quick on Facebook? Or I don't know how the hell you would do that, but whatever.
No, I guess I'm old school. It's like when the ones are gone, they're gone. Sorry.
And you've never heard from them? They haven't reached out to you or tried to contact you in any shape or form to find out how you're doing?
No, no, because I mean, to be frankly honest, my exes were like way, way back in the day. So,
yeah.
Because like, I've been with my wife for so long, there's no communication really whatsoever.
So you have no idea what they're up to, if they're married, if they have kids, if they moved out of the town you were in, none of that?
No, not a clue.
I like your style, man.
I do too.
I really do, because you got a lot of people, I check out on Facebook, I'm like, man, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily hate all of my exes. But, I mean, I'm not in contact, and because I'm not on Facebook, it is very unlikely that I even accidentally cross paths.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I've got some good friends on the East Coast, and we used to see each other once a week or at least talk every once in a while. And just by moving to the West Coast, you know, over time, it's not like you're going to go hang out at a bar or anything. So it's not that I'm, you know, I just haven't talked to them in a while.
Although
I don't
wonder,
know what they're up to.
With the Zoom thing going on, right? So even if you're not on Facebook, Zoom is all the rage now. I wonder how many people have reconnected, refound friends just on that kind of thing alone.
Mm-hmm. Reason we asked, do you still have any...
You have to reach out to them, though.
Okay,
it's not
mind.
Like Facebook, where you're just kind of scrolling through and you'd see people.
Oh, right. I have to know you're doing it right.
Yeah.
We all know who Johnny Depp is, right?
Never heard of.
Of course.
Well, two former romantic partners of Johnny Depp came to his defense Wednesday in his libel suit against a British newspaper, The Sun, dismissing claims that he was violent or abusive when he was married. According to the tabloid, they are suing the tabloid over an article that referred to 56-year-old Johnny Depp as a wife beater. The article contained allegations by Depp's ex-wife, Amber Heard, who filed for divorce after requesting a domestic violence restraining order. That Depp has strenuously denied the allegations. In a hearing conducted remotely, lawyers for Depp argued that statements from Winona Ryder,
mm-hmm.
who we all know is in Stranger Things and all that, and another actress named Vanessa Paradis. But they both went up there and said they've known Johnny for however long that they've been together. Paredes had a couple kids with him. They were partners for 14 years. So the years have known Johnny to be kind, attentive, generous, nonviolent, and all that other stuff.
A little bit weird, sure.
That would be weird, you know what I mean, to be in a court situation and then your exes get paraded in front of you.
Especially if you don't know why they're there.
If you don't know why they're there.
Man, you're just sweating bees, you know what I mean?
It's like going on Springer, you know what I mean? And then you really don't know what they're going to spring on you.
Would you ever go on Jerry Springer? I mean, there's no chance, because no matter what it is, it's a setup.
It's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to be the ultimate fall guy in this, you're not going to look good somewhere in the process.
I know a guy who went on Springer not once, not twice, but 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he went on there, it was a different scenario. However, the response to him the first time was absolutely amazing, and the producers wanted him back because I guess whatever he did was entertaining. And
wait, did he go back? Did he go back as the same person or?
Different character every time. All right, but he still played basically himself.
Okay.
Not only was that never detected in the show, but also the fact that he was in a somewhat popular band in the Baltimore, D.C. area, and he was not only in the band.
Oh, that guy.
He was in the lead singer of the band, and the band did have a hit that, you know, was probably played on alternative radio across the country. So
horrible
you're
song,
looking at this guy. You should know who he is. But they're a one-hit wonder.
Did we drink a lot of tequila with him one night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got my prototype. And
And
no one picked it up the entire time. So that just goes to show. I mean, he was scripted into a lot of the stuff.
And this was a guy who, like you said, at the moment that his band had the song, a lot of people knew who he was.
And he was on the show when
and
the band...
no one detected.
No one figured out it was him, which is just freaking amazing.
Random.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's just Springer.
I remember that guy now, yeah. Last time I hung out with him, we were all together, and I remember that guy drank more tequila than we drank tequila. And that was shocking to me and regrettable. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on?
Hola. Oh, hey, Patrick, let me interrupt you 1 second. Miles, you're talking about milking the cucumber.
Yes.
Again, this is not a euphemism. It's something people do. For all of you cucumber lovers out there, someone wanted to add this. It says the best way to not have a bitter cucumber is to not harvest them during hot temperatures and low water conditions.
Oh,
my bad.
Yeah, our fault.
Keep that in mind.
Should've
with your
known.
Garden, Ted.
Should've
yeah.
known.
I got to keep an eye on those cucumbers.
Yeah. All right, let's go with this random question here. What have you just always wanted to do for the hell of it? Like, man, I got to do that. That would seem like a lot of fun.
I would probably say skydiving. I've never been skydiving, and I'm terrified of heights and stuff, but why would I jump out of a perfectly good airplane? But it just seems like it's always on my bucket list, and I always think about it. Like, every time I see it on TV, I'm like, man, I want to do that.
It's worth doing. I've done it once. It's worth doing. It's not about being scared of heights. I mean, it's, believe it or not, the most boring part of skydiving is once you open the parachute. Because you feel very safe and you get real slow. Mm-hmm. But when you're just kind of like falling toward the face of a planet, you know, thoughts go through your head, but it's...
Could you tell how fast you're going because you're so high up, though? Do you have any idea of the concept of how fast you're falling?
I will say this, that when we went up the skydive, you know, I'm all gung-ho about it, and there does come a point where, as he said, you're kind of just looking out of this open door and you realize, like, maybe I don't want to do this. But when you watch it on TV or in the movies, it's always kind of the same thing. Someone jumps out, and they kind of float out the door, you know, and they're falling. The reality is, you know, you're going 200 miles an hour forward, and then they're just plummeting out. So every perception you've ever had of someone jumping out of the plane is this graceful kind of thing. My friend jumped out before I did, and it was the most abrupt disappearance of a human body. You realize... all they did was fall below the plane, and we're way past them.
Gone.
And yeah. And so that kind of shakes you, because you're like, wait a minute, man. It's just gravity. It's just physics. It makes sense, but you've never seen it that way. And that's when you really start to say, I don't know about this. But once you jump out of the plane, my experience anyway, you were high enough where it feels like someone just turned on a real high-powered fan and just blowing it on you. You don't really feel like you're falling. Like, you don't have that sensation of, you know, like when you have a dream that you're falling and right. like you almost fall off the bed. It does not feel like that at all, man.
Man, there was an airstrip one day when my kids were playing soccer. I think it was like in Skagit County or something, but the fields were beside this airstrip, and the planes were taking off beside us all day just for these jumpers. So I was just mesmerized sitting there, because after a while, I got to be honest with you, third grade soccer, like, you just, you know, you gotta spread out, guys. So it's not entertaining to watch.
Was this our school plan?
No, this is actual, you know, you're in the third grade, Logan, and you haven't learned to spread out yet. So it's kind of like these groups running around in massive, you know... just trying to kick each other.
The triangle, lads!
I know.
Get the triangle,
you gotta
lads!
Spread outside!
That's all I hear.
Bring the ball back in!
Lads!
Right.
Get into the triangle! Although, all of this said, there was a video today, actually, of two skydivers crashing.
Yeah.
And somehow they got tangled up, and you see them spiraling down.
Mm-hmm.
And they crashed through a tree directly in someone's front. It's not a big front yard. I mean, like, right in front of the house. They both survived, but they're both in critical condition.
Like, I saw all kinds of different things. There's all kinds of different techniques that I didn't realize. So, like, this one dude came in on his butt. All right? So he kind of came in on his ass. You know what I mean? With his legs forward, and he's
you're
sad
not
enough.
Trying to. It's just you go... the idea
well, that
is
was what he did.
You hit, and you're supposed to kind of run.
Right.
But the truth is, you don't realize how fast you're moving. Even when the parachute's out, you're going so much slower, you think you're going slow. But as the ground starts approaching, you're like... it'd be like jumping out of a car that's moving 20 miles
an
hour.
And I did see the guy doing the bicycle kick like he was running before he hit. And then just like, doo-dum, doo-dum, and he stayed up.
Yeah.
And then this one dude just kind of came in and caught this gust and kind of picked him up and sat him right down. And he just plopped down, straight down. Didn't even move his feet like a perfect 10 on a gymnast score. You know what I mean?
And he'll never do
and
it
I'm
again.
Like, nice. Oh, my God. Like, and that was what I was checking out. Like, I wonder where they're going to come in. How close are they going to be the target? Where are they going to hit? Because there's trees around.
I landed in the lap of my... my table, it's very uncomfortable. I mean, we tried to hit with our feet, and we did for a second, but then you fall backwards, and I'm just sitting on his lap like Santa Claus.
The reason we asked one of you always wanted to do, and I have to admit, if I was the officer called to this job right now, I'd just kind of laugh and go, you sure you want to press charges or not? But this is great, right? Because this is something that I've always wanted to do, as we go to Lee County, Florida. where a man was caught on camera jumping into the Bass Pro Shop fish tank.
Oh, yeah.
Man is seen walking up the stairs, diving head first on the security camera.
Head
like,
first.
Takes a running jump, man. And then you see all the fish scatter. They don't know who the guy is. He ran off.
Oh, he got away with
Witnesses
it.
Witnesses the incident happened on Sunday. The video of the incident was posted to Facebook from Bass Pro Shops. They put out a statement, of course. This incident is illegal, dangerous, and highly discouraged. Yes,
we know. We know that.
It's still, it's like everybody's wanting to do it. Or at least throw a line in.
Or the aquarium in.
Yeah, man. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Random question, 844-999-HOLA.
Random.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hola. Don, welcome to the program. How you been, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. I haven't talked to you for a week.
Hanging in there okay, though? Everything normal? Or as normal as it can be?
I'm bored to tears.
Yeah.
Waiting on hold, washing the car.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the kind of thing you do now. You used to just, you know, go real quick and hose it down or whatever, but now you have time. You might even think about waxing it or...
Oh, yeah.
And I had to wash my car because I couldn't remember exactly what color it was.
Spraying that black tire thing on there to get them all shiny and, you know, doing the mags and all that deal.
Did you ever run a car wash for a sports team when you were a kid?
Oh, it was a part of one, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're talking about that spray stuff. It's the only time I ever really used it, but I remember.
It was,
we were on tires that day.
The Armor All, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Don, let's go with this one. What simple task in life do you hate doing? You just can't stand it. It's just like, it's not the biggest deal in the world, but you just don't like doing it.
Plumbing. And on that note, can I give a shout-out to my two favorite turd chasers out of the Seattle Plumbers local?
Sure.
Connor and Lane.
Okay. Did they
I'm sure they're very happy. Are you the turd chaser I heard about on the radio?
Turd chaser. Did they have to come to your house and snake your situation there?
No. And they, we just went, me and my son went hunting with them in Montana. So
They're
pretty good guys. But Connor, the young one, got all boned out. Texted my son saying, hey, your old man's crazy enough, he's on the radio station I listen to, so anyway.
Yeah.
And now he's a turd chaser. Mm-hmm. See, that's what he gets for running his mouth.
Ted, you just went through this not too long ago with your toilet in your apartment, but if you don't have any knowledge of it, and you have to have a pretty good knowledge of plumbing, especially, like we said, you can ruin your house, but when it goes wrong, you know, there's nothing you can do. You basically just need to call the plumber.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for sure. How long did it take for you to get your toilet snaked out?
Well, they had to do it a couple times because they finally had to take apart the toilet and stuff.
Did they say what they think the problem was?
Yeah.
What was the problem?
It was a medicine top, like a top to a medicine bottle, but a little bit bigger.
Did you flush it down?
Yeah, apparently I did. All right.
How do you know?
Because she finally goes, all right, listen, they came back. We're not going to charge you, but they had to. She goes, they figured out what it was. It was a top to this purple container. And right, I'm like, oh, I know that. It's what I keep some melatonin in. But the only thing I could figure is that it fell in there and I just didn't see it.
You think you're just drunk? Like one of those nights? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I mean, drunk me definitely knocked it in. But generally, I would fish something out.
So if we go to your cabinet right now, you have a melatonin bottle with no top on it.
It's got a white top.
Oh, it does. Okay.
So when she said that to me, it had been like a week and a half. And I was like, in my head, I was like, first of all, I'm terribly embarrassed. Second of all, that adds up. Because I was just like, where the hell did that top go?
But you do anything you can. At least with plumbing, I feel like you can give. If you don't know what you're doing, like, I don't know what I'm doing. That's something. I'll give the old college try, right? We can try plunging first, right? There's all the layman stuff. Went to Home Depot, bought a snake, and one time I had to do it. Inevitably, it turned out it was a Barbie doll. And then asked the kids, why is there a Barbie doll in the toilet? My son, God bless him, he's very literal. He said, well, because we flushed it. Like, okay, let me rearrange my questioning. Why did you flush a Barbie doll down the toilet? To see if it can flush. Like, oh, you're just not.
Let's not experiment with this anymore.
Yeah, well, it has not happened since, but right. To his credit, he was.
I would also say, though, too, just to answer that question, I rolled my eyes right away because I could see that pile of laundry sitting on my bed right now.
Oh, God.
I hate folding. Like, doing laundry's fine, but folding it like, I've got, pairing okay, up here's, the socks.
All right.
I don't
thing.
Mind the socks, man. It's folding the shirts. I don't know why. It's really not a big deal. It's not difficult to do. There's something about it where I passionately hate it.
I'm not going to bitch. I've got a dishwasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes care of my dishes. I do it once a week. That's about it. I hate putting the silverware away.
I know.
I have no problem with the plates. Put the glasses where they go. But that silverware thing, I always save it for last. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Because I got to sort it all out and put
and
it back
again,
in the door.
It takes 30
know,
seconds of your life.
Deal. Yeah.
But you're miserable for all 30 seconds.
Ted, I think you talked about this in the office the other day. But Kanye West, his former bodyguard, Steve Stanulis, did an interview on a podcast. And he talked about some of Kanye's rules that he had.
Excuse me.
Like how he had
wait,
to...
Excuse you what?
I just burped.
Oh, I farted. All right.
Like he had to walk 10 paces behind Kanye on the street, which felt too far to be able to do his job, right? Then he tells his story. We get on the elevator and he says, aren't you going to push what floor we're going to? And I was like, I have no idea what my first day. So he starts ranting at me. So you mean you didn't call ahead to find out where I'm supposed to be going? I said, no. So he's ranting and raving. I said, look, bro, we can do this one of three ways. One, you can tell me what button to press. Two, I'll just guess. Or three, you press the damn button.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.